Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And I want to introduce you tonight to something that I've really expanded into, and it's how we live from memory. Everything we do from memory. Our challenges are actually exasperated and blown up from memory and all the trauma and drama connected to the challenges we faced in our life. And what we had embedded as a child, we embellish as a grown-up. And this is something that I've really expanded. How much of your life do you live from memory? And how much of your challenges, and every time you go to do something, really comes from memory? And what do you think happens when we keep doing and doing the memory over and over again? What do you think is embellished in us? It's the drama of all the challenges we face. You know, it's easier for us and me to talk about all the challenges we've faced rather than all the good we have faced and had occurred and endured and experienced. I really, really have to open up and admit this. You know, the challenges, because then when you let go of the challenges and everything, you actually let go of being caught up in the circumstances of life, because we try to expand through challenges with the same knowledge and everything. You know, it isn't... I discovered this. Knowledge is power, but how is also knowledge the encumbrance? How is inspirational intuition actually open up and give you the more openness to expand through life? And this is something I'm really expanding through myself. And with Mercury retrograde going the way it is, this is like a review of yesterday for me on how I really stuck myself in yesterday, because I've been trying to live through memories and everything and all this rather than embellish the gritty grit and go in the grandeur of my wisdom. Wisdom is the shrewdness to unleash the crude in life. And that is what it is. The shrewdness to unloose the crudeness of life. And so how would it feel to release the crudeness in your life that we've done ourselves? And here's something that I've really expanded into, and this is what I write about. It's an image of nothing to blame that scares us because there's nothing there. Because when we face a challenge, we're facing a new frontier of drinking a new frontier of seer, rather than an old frontier or an old paradox of being in the box. And so when you're doing this, and we're going through this, how is it that we always end up and say, well, this happened before, and this did this, and this did this? How is it the new frontier seer is out in the, is above, deeper, it's actually deeper in the body than the crude of cruel And that is something that really to see, it's easier for us to be cruel to ourselves and mean to ourselves than it is to actually open up and embellish the grandeur in ourselves. And I really, once I started doing the Ho'oponopono, and I'm just going to give you Ho'oponopono, I learned this from Joe Vitale and Linda Van Haver. And I'm quoting both of them when I say this. It goes like this. I turn whatever over to the divine. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I say I love you. But to forgive me, I'm free to free them from being part of me. And when I free them from being part of me, I never ever bring up their name again. And see, the thing is when you start using people and putting things in there, you're still in the blame and shame game. And that is a memory. And the thing we're here to do is actually clean the memory and expand the pristine prowess within ourselves. And that is what it is. We have a prowess to wow the world, but we live in the memory to feel sorry for ourselves. And that is something I've done, and I've done immensely well. So now, to expand into where I'm going, I got to expand into the intrepid inspiration I have to ride the tide and glide into the grander liveliness, innovating, discerning epiphanies every day. How grand is life? How grand do you want your life to be? How grand do you want to experience life? See, to be is just be. But to be the grandeur of life, to experience the sire desires in the fire of fun, how does that open you up? And how does that really expand you and allow you to live in a bolder new way? And as you're opening up to live and to expand, what happens within the core? If it doesn't happen in the core, and I'm talking about the gut, it's never going to expand. It's the images of this. And it's the images we've been taught that we have to teach, and we have to succumb to the others to live, is the lie we live. And it isn't a lie, it's just the shallowness of life we really experience because we try to live in the new, but we actually are embedded in the memories of everything. And that is something that I really understand now. And I'm also the author of a book called Fear is My Friend, and it's available on my author's page at www.amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson, all lowercase, and available on freedomofspeech.com. And Freedom of Speech with Patrick and Gerard, they are very upfront and very good people. Give them a call. You can just go to their website, freedomofspeech.com. Fearless, enterprising audaciousness. As of now, I fathom idioms arousing royal, rich, oracle, Yahweh, loving every situation with sharp-witted, new front-runner, superstar, talented individualism, relying on my judicious, engaging, gallant heart, illuminated spirit, and fresh, enterprising acuity. I'm rollicking as I frantically embalmed the awful response when it was time to step forth and enter an awe-inspiring real newness in my daily adventures. I admire my fearless, enterprising audaciousness, realizing I am the squire of my empire, zinging my kingly zeal. To appeal to my subliminal mind, I chime the rhymes. I let go of my fears, doing the poo in my stew. So I evicted the fanatic that lived in my sublime attic who panicked in a ruination rancor that frivolously embarrassed my astute apparatus and apathetically ran around like a like I ran in circles until I dropped because somebody told me to crap in the corner of a round house and then invoke the hopes of my fear. I believe if I said no, they would stop being my friends, as I now realize my so-called friend pushed my hot buttons of fear, feebly entrenching my ambiguous rogue untruths about them being my cohorts, mentors, friends. They falsely embedded an appalling rickety self-esteem just to keep me weeping in the same mundane stew they swim in every day. My mundane stew is now gone like yesterday's dawn. This thanks goes to me, however all this opened the way for a new dawn of dreams, aggrandizing wisdom, and nurturing a new preeminent premise in my enterprising wise. It opened my prosperous eyes to relish and embellish the fact that distresses are my friends, intensifying smart, world-shattering phenomenons that I now forthrightly fathom. My elusive affluence is revving up my ritzy, glitzy, galvanizing gusto to experience the flow of my glowing over-the-top floods of profuse profusion today and every day, coming from the fact that fear is my friend. I now understand I am the one that listens to fear, regardless of whatever it is, positive or negative. So now I say to me and the world, To know is to fear, to understand is befriend my fears, forever expanding astute revelation, seeing every day in an astute new way. And see how that is, and it goes in there and it releases. And my writings seem a little different, but what they are is NLP and hypnosis together, and they're wrote to bypass the gatekeeper and get to the swirling subliminal movie that goes on that's out of our awareness. We actually live in a sublime apparatus that is activated by our daily lives. And when you open up to understand this, you expand in the sand to understand you can. And this I can is a canonizability, naturalizing my everyday life to live my dreams. And that is where life is experienced, in this new frontier seer. And it is a new land and a new enterprise we all get to embellish and relish today, because today is the day we play free of memory. We allow life actually expand right in front of us. And you know, as I go through this, I'm a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner with a visionary vocabulary. I call my hypnotherapy with vision, and NLP with neuro-linguistic innovative instruments to orchestrate your desired desires into being your way of life. Because I teach and preach the journey I'm on myself. And that really opens me up to understand I can, in a bold new way. As I love this day, in every way I play in a forthrightness that really opens my eyes to my enterprising wise. Freedom comes to those who let go of memory. History is taught in a way to control us rather than in a way to expand us. And there is good parts in history, but we're taught a certain way, so the controlling controls of the world can actually expand into this. And I'm going to really open up and say, I learned something, and I'm going to share it with you people. It's immense. Whatever you've experienced that's been unsavory is what you teach to the world, because yours is a unique way it is. And as we go through life, we expand into life, understanding that life plays in its own way. We try to think we control it, we're in charge of it. Actually, we're the facilitator of the events in front of us. And that takes the angst and undresses the stress and everything else. Now I'm going to read from a book called Flow in the Glow. There's two CDs out, one read by Linda Van Haver called Flow in the Glow. It's available on Amazon.com. And Sunlit Wit, read by Amy Lignor. And chapter, we're going to go to the chapter in the book called I'm a Spiritual Savant, Untying the Lies with Triton Truism. I am a spiritual savant, untying the lies with Titan truism, utilizing the wisdom of my inner empire to be my sired seer, hurling my fervent fire, flaunting my undaunted titanium backbone, sets my free, candid truth, and unhinges the courtly couth of my Titan truism tongue as the sword of my inner lord slashes the lashes, untying the lies of the world's senile cynicism. He smashes the gloom and the gloom, the gloom and the doom within. He uses the power of zooming, booming, legend, luminary sledgehammer, throwing pessimism into the slammer to never, ever damn anything or anyone again. The undammed glamour of my egotistical naughtiness, employed by people's cynical, hateful haughtiness that has been and always will be distraughtly taught by society of me, and only me, priorities to the slinky, stinky stealth control of who, those who say so, puts the woe on the go, tying the lies, binding people's minds into the complacency until I willingly tell my stalwart warrior, stalwart warrior to man the torpedoes, blowing the say-sos cowardly complacently to smithereens like a marine at Normandy and binds the sublime mind to play in prime time. As I am paid like a movie star now that I have won my Oscar. I am feasting on my financial bazaar, realizing my wisdom opens new omni-epic sapience, canonizing my abilities, revolutionizing my lively intuitive visions, electrifying my compassion, the fashion in rhyme, in my rhyme master mastermind, I uncover and discover I am a brilliant, incredible zillionaire, appreciating real riches, energizing my amazing, enterprising enthusiasm, emphatically eulogizes enthusiasm. As an embryonic, energetic, magnetic nuances bounce, tantalizing heaven on earth utopia throughout the universe, is either exuberantly exhaling, I am a soothsayer Marashi, magically amorizing, hallowed, astute revelation, oppressing sapient supremacy, intentionally expanding women in the wisdom in the hearts of people, and opens people's innovative gratuity to give annuity. It matures the world's economy into plush prosperity. That's in the book called Flow in the Glow. And I'm also the author of My Visionary I Am, I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free, and Holiday Wisdom. And we're going to go look and read something here in Holiday Wisdom to you, because we're going to open up that new frontier seer. And we're going to expand into everything we choose, and we're going to experience. My cowboy up grit unleashes my cowboy wit. And audacious Labor Day to one and all. For this is for the men and women who stood in the picket lines in order to allow you and I to be free of child labor and sweatshops. My cowboy up grit unleashes my cowboy wit. It unwinds my mind to see me birthing my desires, relishing my prosperous preferred outcome from my intrepid intention. So now I experience my robust results in my daily victorious voyages as I walk down the avenues of influence, embellishing living inside my opulent outcomes. I visualize every majestic mountaintop blissfully unceasing my genuine genius to open up my listening prowess, to hear the highland winds of acumen, to taste the mountain's cuisine of success, to feel the mountain air enlightening the brightening of my sapient spree of my innermost revered resolve, to open my enterprise wise, to ask this question, how am I a mountain woman man on my inner trailblazing journey to relish experience in the robust riches I so richly deserve and are worthy to realize in all phases of my spiritual experience. And you're going to question your way to success, and you're going to question your way out of memory, because to go into the new, there is avenues of prodigious, prodigiousness that people have to experience in a lively, lovely way. Because, you know, we're afraid to admit to everybody what's going on in somebody else's world. And we whirl and twirl in the wisdom that we encompass within. Because when you can learn about wisdom, wisdom is really an open-ended pathway of percipience that dances into the challenge to enlighten the challenge with your luminary light. Actually, we enlighten the challenge. How does that feel, saying that I enlighten the challenge with my savviness, opening my eyes to live in a bolder new way? To see we're the enlighteners, the brighteners, and the boldness that the world is looking for. But we allow the challenges to dim us rather than us. Allow them to dim me rather than I be enlightened the challenge. And I am the brightness the universe is looking for to expand the world. So how do we stay stuck in thinking it's the challenges that are dim rather than the challenge? We're the enlightener of a challenge. And when you can learn to open up to wisdom and expand into that, how does that make you really feel in a bold new way? Now I'm going to read from my book, I Approve of Me Sets Me Free. It's available at www.amazon.com/author, Robert A. Wilson. Pleasing everybody is selfishness. I am now expanding into asking myself this question. How is trying to please everybody selfishness? How is shamelessly receiving appreciation and acceptance unselfishness? Now, ultimately, I just deserve and I am just worthy of whatever. These unmask my heart's termity. To the cold-hearted truth that I tried to please everybody, then said no thank you as friendship suddenly tanked, cutting us off from each other. As they said, if you don't do this, our friendship is over. I went into the panic for a nanosecond for saying goodbye to my phony friends, which authorized me to admit this cold-blooded ferocity. A true friend never says anything like that. Only a lonely, superficial friend say the words. So let the phony friends come and go. After all, the quicker they leave and go on their way is the better for me, as I now allow them to play in my life again. So when people have to have somebody to do something for them, it's really their immature peevish image of themselves and their subconscious mind of money and wealth saying that, because I see it in the world with the images of war-torn countries. They have a subplot of wealth. As I now expanded into this, the images I see of money and wealth taught me over time were disparaging, make me scared of money, wealth, and success, because even the wealthy have an image of going back to the beginning that causes them to hold on to even more tightly. Those who give back stay on top, and those who put a stranglehold on life fall back to the bottom. Money is taught. Has been taught in a negative manner to keep people in fear through the images of the scissor bill media. That outside look proves how well a person is doing. There are other sides. Look at what the person is doing. Look at the lottery winners, how they suffered because of money instead of saying they didn't understand money. They went through the unwinnable challenge. Because money entered into their lives, people forgot. But people forgot to enter into the energy of money. Now, how are you afraid to enter into the energy and the images of your dreams? And that is what Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality, and this radio show is about expanding people and really opening people up to understand it's okay to fail, and it's okay to be wealthy, and it's okay to play in new fields of percipient within ourselves. And that's where this is all played out. Jerry Ennington, the soul coach, will be here to Thursday night, and we're going to expand. And it's really about people willing to let go of what they know and energize the I don't know to expand out of the doubt, expand into the cloud to glow and galvanizing loudly omnipotent wisdom today and every day in a picture-perfect way. So what are you afraid of in your own life? And this isn't what you're afraid of. You're actually afraid of receiving it. And that is a bigger, bolder thing. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is cwbywsdm@gmail.com. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, but I'm a hypnotherapist with vision that expands you into the enlightenment of your memories and letting go of the memories, but into the enlightenment of your life experiences, because every lesson that has happened to you has happened to expand you into a bolder new life and experience life with a sassy tenacity in a lively, living way. So, and I got my book, My Visionary and I Am, and that's my heart's vision of life. My visionary I am, unleashes your sunrise wise, unmasking your sunlit wit, unveil your intrepid insight, taking flight in your divine white light. Unembarrassedly talented, infinite spirit, I give thanks for my humility, opening out my civility to experience the wow of life. Wisdom optimizing wealth decrypts all poverty encryptions in my heart and all consciousness, soul, spirit, DNA, and every cell in my temple. And as my body is my temple, and how is your gut your temple and your encourager and everything? How does everything in your life actually come from within you? That is something. So how are you a frontier seer expanding spectacular epiphanies, energizing, robust riches in your life? So what are you really afraid of? Is it afraid that you're going to have no friends? There's a fear of this, but how are you scared to find new friends to expand into your sire desires? And that is absolutely where we're at today. And as I open up to understand this, I really realize my rhymes, my cleaning of my memories, the polishing of my prowess, and the trust, the lust and trust of me has opened up me to be free. And that is the way it is. You know, when you polish your prowess, you wow the world. And you really expand into new things. And, you know, that's the thing. My website is cowboy-wisdom.com. You can find my books at freedomofspeechpublishing.com. And on my author's page at amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. You can find them on my website, cowboy-wisdom. My phone number for hypnotherapy is 702-755-9410. And it really is about expanding you oneself out of where we're at. It's out of the selfishness I taught myself. Because everything I've done, I self-taught. We're self-taught to not, and we're self-taught for God, for everything we get. It's a self-starting self-esteem that beams a boldness every day, amassing everyday life. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality, Cowboy Wisdom Radio, and my intent, My inspiration is to expand 175 million people's lives. Anyway, cowboy-wisdom.com, and good night, everybody.